Hello, I hope you are feeling good. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. I'm Noor, and I share practical advices and tips about various mental issues for better mental health and well-being. In today's episode, we will talk about mistakes. Yes, you heard it right. And I know it's not an easy topic to start with, but like, who doesn't make mistakes? Nobody is perfect, right? It's totally fine. I think what matters the most is to get to know how to deal with mistakes and how to learn from them. And that's exactly the point of this episode. So let's get started. I'll be genuine with you guys from the start. I used to have this sincere character all the time. It's ruining my life, but anyway, that's another subject. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you that it's not that easy to deal with mistakes. Let's start by admitting that first. Accepting this is already half of the remedy. Dealing with mistakes requires action. Action with capital letters, okay? Since our society doesn't encourage any of us to make mistakes, they judging us every single wrong step we make, and as a result we start consciously or not chasing perfection, then avoiding by all means making mistakes, okay? And we can't deny it's not the right way. Actually, I think as first step to start with is to acknowledge it to yourself. Be truthful enough to yourself and accept that making mistakes is normal and is part of the process, okay? I know it's easier saying than done, as there is a whole process for self-awareness. We need to dedicate a whole episode for this. But anyway, what I want to say here that we should give the deserved time and energy for this step, since it's the key, okay? Second step, forgive yourself. Don't allow yourself to fall in that rage and regret ridiculous cycle, and I mean it. You better let it go or literally say hi to hell. I'm saying that by experience, as I have already fallen in that trap before. The fact that I've made a mistake made me angry, then down, then sad, and seeing myself in that state, in that situation, made me regret it again and again. And believe me, that's not healthy at all. Third step, reflect in order to learn the lesson. Then learn the lesson so you don't do it again. Give yourself enough time to think carefully about it, so you can extract lessons from it and learn. Who thought ever that I would say such things? But here we are. I didn't believe in myself progression before, but now, when I see myself in the mirror and compare it to 2-3 years ago, I realize that I learned a lot. I improved a lot through my mistakes. Those mistakes that I used to hate and regret, don't you think that they did a favor for me at the end? Last one, move forward. Take the next steps. Don't look back, and don't let yourself overthink about it. You cannot change the past anyway. You can just learn from it. So, look forward and focus on your future actions and positive steps for the sake of your mental health and well-being. Personally, I simply don't choose what can harm my mental health. It's my priority, and it should be yours as well, guys. Just remember, there is nothing more important than your own peace of mind. Let me say it again. There is nothing more important than your own peace of mind. So try to protect it. And try to protect your good self from your bad self as much as you can. So fight back and take action and move. Move now. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let me know your suggestions through my Instagram, Minutes of Fact. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.